It's the most powerful weapon in the Dutch Army's arsenal. For the past 6 years, crews have been training on these Leopard 2 tanks together with the German Army. In the world's first binational battalion.
You build a relationship with your tank. It has incredible firepower. It is very maneuverable. And it drives so smoothly. It's a real feast to work with.
But news the Dutch government is considering sending the 18 tanks it's using to Ukraine has raised some concerns.
In the end, it's a devil's dilemma. It's always a devil's dilemma. We know Ukraine needs these tanks. But in the end, we also need these tanks to prepare ourselves, because also we defend ourselves and our security in, for example, Lithuania.
These Leopards only returned to the Dutch Army 6 years ago. It had nearly 1,000 Leopards in the 1970s, but with no one expecting a war in Europe after the Cold War, it began phasing them out. In 2011, it sold its remaining force of 60 to cut costs.
Nearly 1 year ago, it would have been unthinkable that these tanks could soon be firing at Russian troops. Sending them to Ukraine is not only seen as a major change of the front line, but here in Western Europe as well.
Before Leopard tanks are sent to the battlefield, Ukrainian soldiers will need training. That's another thing the Dutch government is considering it might offer.
I think you can learn this properly in a few months. Just make a lot of notes, pay attention carefully, and try to understand the system. If you work with the system will work with you.
This mixed German-Dutch tank battalion has been described as a first step towards a European army. It holds regular exercises at NATO's borders in Lithuania, taking the Leopards by train. Soon, though, they could be sent in another direction. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, in Bergen-Lohheide.